Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. Good to see you again. I'm on the road, as you can see, again in my hotel room, and we are enjoying some good meetings in Longview or Rainier, Oregon. Enjoying an unusual experience of meeting the Lord in the water. Last night we baptized several dozen people. In that connection of God meeting them at a place of faith, somewhat like, really a lot like Moses meeting God at the door of the tent at a meeting spot, or the burning bush where he met God in those situations. So we're doing that and having the fun of being at the right place where God wants us at the right time. I want to talk a little bit about pressure and problems, your favorite subject. Amen. Well, I am a little awkward in my out of studio to you today, but that's good. Puts us in a good place of learning new skills. Amen. Responsibility to have a care for someone. My theme today is that it's the little ships around us that we're responsible for. And I'm taking that illustration out of the story of Jesus in the storm. And when he was in the storm, if he had perished, and that boatload of disciples with Jesus had have gone down. Of course, it's unthinkable to us. We wouldn't even imagine that. But if it had have gone down, all the little ships with him, the scripture says, and there were other little ships with him. Somehow, they found out he was on his way somewhere. And so they were out there also. Okay. Well, if you're new to us and haven't subscribed yet, you're welcome to do that. It gives a little signal when we come back on. And it also seems to give us a little bit of punch out there on the internet, they tell me. And on Facebook, you're to like us and a thumbs up and all those things that improve our outreach. So thank you for that. Many of you have sent some wonderful comments. I thank you for your encouraging words and your prayers as we do what God's called us to do. Simply revealing the heart of the Father. And on these broadcasts, we do that in the little snippets that God gives us, little bite-sized downloads from heaven. I was ministering last night to a lady in the baptismal tank and told her that God was going to give her a revelation, but it was going to be in the manner she could receive, a little bit at a time. And we say, Lord, give it to me. I can take it. And yet if he did, it would overcome us with, emotion or revelation so much that it would just, as they say, blow our mind. We had a man in our church years ago, my dad's church, and he said, well, Pastor Watkins, I'll know everything I need to know about God in 30 days. Well, obviously that was laughable, and I don't believe Dad laughed at him. We've laughed since then because of the absurd idea that you could absorb God in 30 days. Typical newbie that's just getting started. Well, I want to encourage you today as we talk just a little bit about the character building of pressure and the way that God teaches us how to be responsible for others. In my notes below, where I made a few comments, I said I didn't have an older brother, didn't have a brother, had two sisters. I was the youngest, so I didn't learn responsibility naturally, like an older brother. I have a older grandson who has a little brother, and he's naturally taking care of that. We watch him play with him and protect him and take his hand when he's trying to walk. That's a natural process from an older brother to a younger brother. Well, in this generation that we've just raised up, they call the me generation. It's so self-centered. And this is why we see these groups of people on the streets protesting, crying out, burning things. They've never had sacrifice in the general sense. I know there's individual people who have had terrible lives of sacrifice and problems. But in a sense, the American story to them has been one of gimme, 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 and gimme more. And if I don't have a cell phone, I'm going to rebel. There's been some situations just lately where someone got violent because the French fries were cold in a hamburger joint. How sad that is, because they've never learned to take responsibility for somebody else. So how do we do that? And what is the God thing? What's the God story behind this? I have a lot of natural illustrations, but what's the God story? Well, it's wrapped up in four letters, L-O-V-E, love. He that loveth. Now, because God is love, then the nature that comes out of God is a God of love, and he produces in us a nature of love. And love, according to Corinthians, love gives, love goes the extra mile, love doesn't retain, you know, the memories that you want, you know, all the things I hold against you. I've often brought that out in a marriage ceremony or a marriage counseling, how that I couldn't hold, you know, I couldn't keep score of the things that she did, so I could hold them over her head. Now, that's, I don't want to sound too mysterious. For instance, simply she called her mother four times last week, long distance. So I should be able to call my father four times, you know. That's way back in the early times of learning how to take responsibility as a young husband, and then eventually as a young father. Because I was because I was the only boy and the youngest, I didn't take personal responsibility until mother and dad forced me to. And one of the things they did was give me a puppy, and I had to take care of it. And then I had to take care of the lawn. Then I was responsible for other items around the house. And then I was responsible for things in the church building, where I had to clean the church or make sure things were straightened out before service. Responsibility is a trainable thing. You can train and discipline young children or your teenagers or yourself to be responsible. If you don't take care of it, you'll lose it. Being responsible over your car so you keep it clean and you keep the oil in it, that's a responsibility. You're responsible over your house so it doesn't fall apart on you. You keep it up as it gets older. Those things are just part of the God nature, because God, our Father, is responsible. He's a responsible parent for us. He says, I will never leave you. He says, I'll take care of you. I'll provide all your needs. I'll make sure you don't go hungry or, you know, go without the things that you need in life. Those are promises that he really does take care of, and he's faithful to. Amen. Amen. So, how does responsibility happen? Or I should say, how does the character of being faithful and having a responsible spirit happen? One of the ways it happens is through trials, pressures, and problems. Now, as they say, as the old saying goes, it'll either make you or break you, problems. But many times, and most times in people's lives, it toughens them up and gives them a resolve that they have the purpose in life not to let this happen again. So they pick themselves up in some form and they restructure something so that that situation doesn't come around again. You run out of gasoline. So what do? You make sure you've always got the top half full. My dad told me when I first started driving, son, it takes just as much attention to keep the top half full as it does to keep the bottom half full. Don't be running on the last little fumes you have. That's a responsible that's a responsible direction. So in the early days, as I traveled and as I made my way around the country, I kept my eye on that gauge. I told you the stories some time ago about getting stranded with a trailer house out in the middle of Nebraska with no gas because I went by one too many stations. Only do that about once. I was on the Pennsylvania Turnpike in the early days and made a U-turn, came back through the turnstile, and they charged me the whole $15. That's a lot of money in 1960. Because I made a U-turn where it was illegal. So you learn those things. And then I became a responsible turnpike driver. I didn't do that again. How does it happen? Through pressure and problems, mistakes and trials. Say, well, can't I read a book? Can't someone just tell me not to do those things? Yeah, that could happen. And perhaps in most cases, we do learn things through other people's mentoring and giving us direction. But most of our natural tendencies learn better when we hit a bump. Well, I bless you today on this Thursday morning. I'll be tuning in tomorrow again, and then we'll be with you on the weekend reporting some good things along the way. I pray for you. Those that I know by face and name, I pray for you. You come up in my spirit, and I hold you before the Lord. Also, I thank you for your subscribing and your attention to comments or sharing. Thank you for that. And also, thank you for those who have been nudged by the Lord to send us a gift, a financial support. You can do that through PayPal, and the address also to the mailbox there will be a blessing. Amen. Until tomorrow morning. And my heart and desire is that you be blessed in all you do. And my prayer for you is that the fullness of the Father's face will be developed in your face. And you'll begin to see him face to face. And that life of personal encountering the Father daily is yours as well. Until tomorrow, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May his presence be with you always, and may you never, ever be without the emotion, the feeling, and the sense of his love, because he never stops loving you.